So we're coming to you this morning from the Holy Family Secondary School in Newbridge. We're celebrating Catholic Schools Week. Our listeners, you've probably heard all the background noise at this stage, which shows how vibrant and lively this school is. We've taken time out now in the oratory where I am sitting with Sister Kate Cuskely, the school chaplain. Good morning, Sister Kate.
Good morning.
Tell me about the Holy Family Sisters and their link with the school.
Well, the Holy Family Sisters have been here in Newbridge since 1875. So they have very strong links over the years with the whole of Newbridge town in terms of being involved at a pastoral level, at parish work. But their immediate involvement in this school dates back over 50 years now. They were initially involved in primary education, but the Holy Family Sisters actually set up the first secondary school for girls here in Newbridge in 1959. And many of the listeners might remember that we celebrated the 50 years a couple of years ago.
Yes, and you had President Mary McAleese down as part of that, didn't you?
We did indeed. We were delighted to welcome her. She was a lovely lady, and it gave a great boost to the school, I think, to have President McAleese here. And also to see, we had wonderful celebrations with many past pupils coming back to celebrate and remember their school days here in Holy Family.
Well, the school days are the best of your life, and I firmly believe that. Tell me about a little bit about the daily faith life of the school. I mean, it is a Catholic school and there's an ethos and there's there's a strong link with the parish. So talk to me a little bit about the faith life in the school on a day-to-day basis.
Well, as a Catholic school, we do our best really to try to touch in at a faith level into all the activities in the school. So that would mean that we do our best here to follow the example of Jesus Christ, who is the teacher and who is our model and our guide for everything. We very often have prayer services in the school, particularly for particular events. Feast days, we celebrate Lent, Advent, Christmas, St. Bridget, St. Blaise, the Holy Souls, all the normal kind of events that, in keeping with the Catholic Christian tradition. And then the oratory, where we are here now, is a special part of our school building. It is a sacred space, a quiet, reflective kind of place where the girls can come. And the RE teachers use it quite a bit in their teaching and in their having prayers and reflections here with the girls.
Now, I know the Holy Family Sisters, who are just a little doorway away, that there are regularly retreats done for some of the girls over there. And I mean, I know from hearing about some of them that the girls seem to value that strong link with the Holy Family Sisters and that the retreat and the time out they have there.
The convent, as you say, is right next door. And in fact, only recently we've opened up, we don't even have to go out on the road now, we've opened up a gateway between the convent and the school. And I think that was symbolic, actually, of the whole opening up of the convent to the girls and to the school. The convent is now, for the most part, a care unit for our retired and sick and elderly sisters, many of whom have come back from working abroad and some of whom taught here in Newbridge over the years. So they're delighted to have the link with the school. They love to see the girls coming over. The transition year girls come over on a Monday evening and they play bingo together with the sisters, and there's great fun. And I believe that there's some cheating goes on at that. We have to keep an eye on things down there. With regard to the retreats, yes, the first years have their retreats. And this year also, the sixth year girls come over for a reflection to the convent. There are very strong links now, I think. There always was a strong link between the sisters and the school. But that might have been lost because there were no sisters available to teach in the school over the last couple of years. So I've been here now, this is my fifth year, and since I've come here, the principal, Miss O'Callaghan, and now the present principal, Mrs. Ryan, and her deputy, Miss Rochford, they really are encouraging the link between the sisters and the school. And it works well for both generations. The girls love to come over and chat with the sisters, and the sisters love to see the young people around. It brings great life and vibrance into the convent.
It's a lovely link, and I think it's important that it's kept. How does being a chaplain and being involved in, I suppose, the madness of school life, because I know even just from being in here these few hours, I mean, it's non-stop. It's kind of students coming and going. I don't know how the teachers keep their heads straight. How does being a chaplain and being involved here nurture your own vocation and faith, Sister Kate?
I would have to say I love being here. I love the involvement with the young people. I think the young people are great. There's great enthusiasm about them. There's a great vibrancy. They bring so much life and enthusiasm into everything that they do. But I agree with you that it can be quite mad and quite chaotic. And I would have, when I came here first, I would have wondered if I was going to be able to relate to the young people, because I'm considerably older than they are, and I wouldn't be into their music or their they know well that I'm not too wise about their IT, and you know, they talk to me about setting me up on Facebook, and I resist all this. However, I think that being involved with them, it really does lead me to look at my own life, and especially to examine myself and see, do I practice what I preach? Because if I'm telling the girls, you know, that we try to live by the example of Jesus, loving and caring and being gentle, and following also the example of our founder, Pierre Bienvenu Noailles, if I'm putting these across as models, well, I have to look at, well, how am I, what kind of an example am I for the girls? So I do my best, and we have good chats, and I think it keeps me on my toes, that shall we say.
Speaking of the vibrancy and the life, there's a class change over time now, I think, so you're probably hearing more of the sound effects in the background, but that's all part of the day-to-day life. What is so special about a Catholic school?
Well, I think, you know, obviously being a Catholic school, the first and most important part, I think, is that we do our best to live by the principles of our Christian Catholic faith, and to follow as best we can the Catholic traditions. I think one of the very important things about a Catholic school is the sense of community, of building community between the students, the parents, the teachers, the whole staff, all the office staff, the cleaners, everybody. There is a great sense of togetherness, and I think that's what we try to put across, because that is the sign of being a Christian, of trying to work to build community. And that's not easy. We have our ups and downs. We have to have times when we have to examine how we are with one another, how we relate to one another. There's give and take, and need for times of forgiveness and reconciliation when we have to sort things out. So, but I think that's all part of our Catholic ethos here in the school.
Okay, Sister Kate, thank you very much. As I said, it's certainly a challenging role, but you're looking very well on it, if I may say so. And we hope to see you. We hope eventually to see you on Facebook or Twitter.
Well, thanks very much, Brenda, and I'll do my best. I think I better do a course now one of these days.
Thank you very much.